Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 21st, 2018. Welcome to Day 671. The White House authorized U.S. military troops deployed at the Mexican border to use lethal force and conduct law enforcement operations. John Kelly's cabinet order expanded the authority of troops at the border to include, quote, a show or use of force, including lethal force where necessary, crowd control, temporary detention, and cursory search, end quote, in order to protect border agents. The order could conflict with the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act, which prohibits the military from acting as law enforcement on U.S. soil. The White House also attacked activist judges for temporarily blocking Trump's attempt to refuse asylum to migrants who cross the border illegally. Trump also blamed Monday's ruling against his administration on an Obama judge, who wrote that Trump's rule barring asylum for immigrants who enter the country outside a port of entry irreconcilably conflicts with the federal immigration laws and the expressed intent of Congress. Chief Justice John Roberts pushed back on Trump's characterization, saying the U.S. doesn't have Obama judges or Trump judges, Bush judges, or Clinton judges, adding that a, quote, independent judiciary is something we should all be thankful for, end quote. Meanwhile, in the House Intelligence Committee, the incoming Democratic majority is looking to hire money laundering and forensic accounting experts, which they'll use for the purposes of examining unanswered financial questions about Trump and Russia. And finally, the bipartisan leadership of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee are demanding that Trump say whether or not Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Republican Senator Bob Corker and Democrat Bob Menendez specifically asked whether the administration believed that bin Salman was involved in the murder. Under the Magnitsky Act, Trump can be required to determine whether a global leader was responsible for human rights violations. And in the polls, CBS News says just 15% of Americans say they're looking forward to talking about politics at Thanksgiving, while 40% hope to avoid politics, and 45% don't really care. And now to the notables. One, a federal judge blocked a Mississippi state law that banned most abortions after 15 weeks, ruling that it unequivocally violated women's constitutional rights. Two, a federal judge in Detroit declared that a law banning female genital mutilation is unconstitutional. The judge argued that Congress did not have the authority to pass a law that criminalizes female genital mutilation and said it's a matter for the states to regulate. Three, both parties have reached an impasse as a partial government shutdown looms just 2 weeks from now. Four, U.S. farmers are having trouble selling massive stores of grain that would usually be sold to Chinese buyers, but as the trade dispute with China continues, farmers across the country are either letting their crops rot or plowing them under instead of harvesting them as they wait and hope for better prices next year. Five, Robert Mueller still wants to question Trump about his actions in the White House, in addition to the written answers Trump submitted in response to questions about Russian interference. And six, Mueller asked a federal judge to order George Papadopoulos to start serving time in prison on Monday as scheduled. Papadopoulos had asked to delay his 2-week prison sentence, but Mueller's team responded and said that Papadopoulos waived his rights to an appeal when he pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. And if you head over to the main website, you'll see a few more stories that are worth your attention in the Thanksgiving Day edition of the Re-Up. We have all kinds of fun conversation starters and topics for your turkey talk, including the story from the New York Times that showed Trump inherited his family wealth through fraud and questionable tax schemes. There's also the UN climate report that predicted that the effects of climate change would be much stronger and that the risk of environmental crisis would be much sooner than expected. We also have more stories about Trump's decision not to take action against Saudi Arabia or Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the death of Jamal Khashoggi, a New York Times piece about the Trump administration's plan to redefine the legal definition of gender as strictly biological, unchangeable, and determined by genitals. And, of course, Ivanka Trump's repeated use of a private email account to conduct government business last year. Also, a quick programming note, we will be off Thursday and Friday. For the latest news and headlines, you can check the Current Status app at currentstatus.io, or we'll see you again on Monday at whatthefucktoshappenedtoday.com. That's all for now. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.